one registration per person per location. So if you've made it to three and you still need to hit that one, get there today. Registration closes today on the 28th, and our winner will be announced and selected on November 30th, this Wednesday. So be listening to hear who won these tickets.
Keep on listening for that, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody that's already participated. Yes. And a big shout out to all these businesses. Buy local, support local, and get your name in the running for this. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's confirmed air travel is back post-pandemic. The TSA says it screened more than 2.5 million passengers yesterday. That's the highest number since December of 2019. Yesterday's weather-related issues are clearing up at the airports. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at Reagan National.
The lines were very long this morning, but they are moving, and that is a good sign. You know, the airlines knew this storm was coming. They planned for it for days and were able to avoid the mass cancellations that we saw over the summer. Still, if you were flying through D.C., New York, or Chicago, you likely left late. We're talking about thousands of delays.
A pilot and a passenger are in serious condition after their small plane flew into high-voltage power lines in Gaithersburg, Maryland, stunning people who live nearby.
We seen the flash of light from the bedroom window, and I thought it was lightning at first, and then just heard the pow, and then we came out here and seen the plane.
Crews worked gingerly for more than 6 hours to make the rescue. Officials say it could take days to get the plane down. Most of the 120,000 customers who lost power have it back now. Local schools are closed. The 19-year-old white gunman who killed 10 people at a supermarket in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York, is expected to plead guilty today to state charges of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Attorney John Elmore represents some of the victims' families.
When you look at the number of people that were killed cold-blooded, the defense lawyers don't have a lot of chips to play. This may be the only card that they have in their hand in pleading for his life.
The gunman does face separate federal hate crime charges that could carry a death sentence. An unusual sight in China. Protesters jamming the streets demanding Xi Jinping resign over his zero COVID policy.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. A White House spokesperson says it has been and would be very difficult for China to contain the virus through its zero COVID strategy. Backing the rights of peaceful protesters, the Biden administration says it is focused on what works in preventing COVID spread, including the use of vaccines and boosters. Beijing has refused to adopt the vaccines Americans have taken in favor of shots made in China that have proven less effective.
Merriam-Webster. Word of the year, gaslighting.
Peter Sokolowski is Webster's editor-at-large.
What we're looking for the word of the year is the words that are looked up in 2022 that were not looked up in large numbers in earlier years.
Gaslighting is defined as psychological manipulation over an extended period of time that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 41. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow showers, lows dip down to about 33. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 41, overcast. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And we have Beth Habegger with us.
Good morning.
We want to send a big shout out to all the greatest listeners in radio. Thank you so much for kicking off another great week with us, everybody. We appreciate you doing that. We got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day coming up for you. We'll get into all of that, and we are going to dive into the Kitchens Open in a moment, but I wanted to kind of give you guys a bit of a kind of tease into that show by talking about maple syrup for a second.
Okay.
Because last week we had our newest Alice in Dairyland, Taylor, come in, and Taylor, as Alice in Dairyland, one of the things she does is promote local Wisconsin products and made of Wisconsin products, and you know, we've had them on for years, the Alice in Dairyland. Great kids, great people. Taylor is amazing. She's quite a human being. She comes in, brought in some products, and brought in some maple syrup.
All right.
And, you know, a maple syrup, I'm a big fan. I'll try this. This sounds really good. It may be my favorite maple syrup.
Wow.
It may be. It is Maple Valley Cooperative. This is our organic maple syrup. And this is brought to us from Maple Valley Cooperative, who is a group of farmers who come together and bring this, they come together to make these things, make these products, and make this particular stuff. It's local. It's all made right here in Wisconsin.
Wow. Here,
you can know that when you buy these products, every penny is staying right here in state. And it is incredibly good. Oh my God, it's so good. So darn good. I don't put my name on things. I don't recommend things very often. This one I will recommend very proudly. Like, it is a really good product, you guys. That's some good stuff right
so
there.
So maybe a good
Shop
Christmas
small,
present
Wisconsin.
Right there.
Now it's time to...
Tell me something good.
Time for the Kitchens Open. It's all yours, Ace.
All right, well... For today, Monday, November 28th, the first Monday after Thanksgiving, and I don't know about you, but I overate at Thanksgiving.
It's so easy to do that.
It is, and many of us will feel guilty about it, but that's not all that helpful. So as we enter the holiday marathon, which happens now until New Year's for many of us, there will be a lot of parties and family gatherings on everyone's agenda. So let's talk about ways to navigate this season to help minimize guilt and increase enjoyment. So the first thing that you can do is try to stick to your healthy eating plan, even on holiday days.
It can be a challenge to do that, but there are ways to make it happen. It's important to eat breakfast.
Yes.
You should be doing this every day, not just on holidays, but eat breakfast.
Right.
And if your meal is in between your usual eating times, have a snack at your usual mealtime, just to keep your blood sugars up. And breakfast can be something simple. Usually a balance between protein and fiber and fruit is something that will last you for a little bit longer, so you can take that edge off. And then you're a little bit more full for longer, so you're not going to eat as much at the next meal.
Well, because a lot of people I've heard say, I'm like, I'm not going to eat anything all day so I can eat, you know, at this big meal. Well, that's not really great for your body.
No. Breakfast is about breaking your fast, and you just need to be, you know, think mindfully about what you're going to use for that. So something with a good amount of protein, eggs. And if you're worried about cholesterol, just do the egg whites with a piece of toast. Just something that simple will just start to get your body fueled so that you can start to burn those calories.
So make sure your meal plan includes lots of whole foods and fiber, and plan meals that are also low in carbs. That's good for people who are diabetic or borderline, but also for all of us. Keeping carbs down. I mean, carbs are important, especially if you're not diabetic. It's our brains really like carbs.
Yes. And you need to find the healthy carbs.
Right. And have a balance. That's really the biggest thing.
Absolutely. And another way to try to control it is to drink lots of water. Water can actually fill you up. I've had doctors tell me if you want to eat less during a meal, drink a glass of water right before you eat, because it starts to take up some of that space. It's also good to keep you hydrated throughout the day, especially on those days when you know you're going to be attending a party and there might be some alcohol involved, because alcohol will dehydrate you. And that's what makes you feel so bad the next morning. So the more water you drink, the better off you are. It's also good to drink water during the meals instead of soda or the alcohol, because it helps get rid of the empty calories. So you're not drinking all of your calories. You can save those for the good foods that that are on the table.
And if you're attending a like buffet style holiday party, use a small plate. Mm-hmm. This helps keep your portions under control. And then if you want to make multiple trips to the buffet, you don't have to feel bad about it.
Right. And fill it up with the things that you know are a little bit healthier than the other side. It's have a little taste of everything, but put the proteins there. That'll be a better thing for you. And then here's the challenge, but we can still do it even during the holidays. Get plenty of physical activity.
Yeah, see those multiple trips to the buffet?
There you go. Those burning the calories, getting up and down, that helps.
Right?
And it doesn't need to be the long workouts like we think. You don't have to go to the gym for an hour. Even just doing 10 minutes here and there can add up. You can do several small ones. I have fallen in love with getting up, and most of us probably have smart TVs in our homes, which we can connect to the internet. YouTube is filled with 10-minute workouts, and you can do whatever style of workout, yoga. I like doing the dance workouts. You can do aerobics. I mean, everything is on there. 10 minutes in the morning gets you going, starts to burn those calories, and you'd be amazed 10 minutes every morning how good you're going to feel by the end of the week.
I'm counting on that, Beth.
I promise you.
Okay.
Tell me on Friday.
We'll see. So another thing that you can do, especially if you're going to a big party or a family gathering, and multiple of us have multiples of those coming up, but bring a healthy dish to pass. This doesn't have to just mean a veggie platter, because when you know, most of us think, all right, I'm going to bring something healthy. Carrots and celery.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, how about chicken wings, buffalo wings?
Ooh.
They are full of protein depending on the sauce you use. And you can minimize your fat and sugar if you can minimize that fat and sugar that is added. So make them in an oven or air fryer. You get rid of the grease. Even think maybe doing a dry rub on them rather than the sauce, because that'll have fewer calories.
Just add all the flavor.
It without a lot of extra calories in the sauce.
Yeah. Another great option is meatballs. If you make them yourself, you can control the amount of added sugar and sodium, and then you can cook them in like a beef broth as opposed to a barbecue sauce that's going to be full of sugar and sodium.
And you can even go a different direction. Do turkey meatballs. Turkey is lower in fat.
I was just thinking about that today. I know we just had a whole lot of turkey.
We did.
and I even froze the rest of our turkey with like the turkey carcass, because I want to make turkey soup, but I really don't want it this week.
Right.
So I just threw it in the freezer and I'll do it later. But 1 year I made turkey meatball oatmeal soup.
Ooh.
And it was actually really, really good, and obviously very, very filling.
Yeah. The oatmeal helps. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it again.
That sounds delicious. Delicious. And you can, even if you don't have the turkey, you can at the store easily find ground chicken breast, ground turkey breast, and it's a healthy alternative. And then you can use different types of breadcrumbs, depending on what kind of bread you have, to make it even healthier. So that's a wonderful option. Another healthy option is salsa, because it's mostly made out of veggies, right? And you can even do fruit salsas. You can
make so many variations you can do with that.
One of my favorites is a mango salsa.
Oh, I was reading about that. See, I can't do tomatoes, so salsa is usually off the board for me. But if it's something like that, where it's mango, or you put cucumbers in there, peppers, do a bean salsa.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many varieties with that.
And it's a great addition to any holiday meal. And instead of regular tortilla chips, because that's not your only option, you can do other tortilla type chips. There are tortilla chips made out of coconut flour, cassava flour. There's even chickpea flour, and
so
that's
going to add protein,
absolutely, and bring down the saturated fats.
So one thing that's been super popular the last several years, and a word that many of us have had to learn how to pronounce, charcuterie boards.
There you go.
So these are a fun variety of things, and this takes your carrots and celery sticks to a whole new level.
Yes, it does.
Because you can include everything from cheese, sliced veggies, fruits, nuts, whole grain crackers, meats, and then you can also include like a hummus or dips that you make with a yogurt base as opposed to a straight up sour cream base to cut back on calories. And yogurt is great because it adds those probiotics.
But you have to read the labels, because so many yogurts add a lot of sugar. So your best bet is to go with a non-fat Greek yogurt. because it doesn't.
And then add your own spices.
Exactly. And it still has, believe it or not, the non-fat Greek yogurt has a very similar taste to sour cream. So you probably won't even notice the difference between the two, but it will be a healthier option for you.
Yes. And they make a coconut milk yogurt that I use in replacement for sour cream because I can't do dairy. And that makes an awesome dip.
Yep. And it's all about substitution, finding what works for your diet in a healthy way. Another option is trail mixes. So these are easy to throw together and they are completely versatile. You can go with savory mixes, things that have like cheesy crackers or nuts and pretzels, or you can go the sweet route with dark chocolate, because that's a little bit healthier, the cacao in there.
And it's delicious.
Yes, pieces, dried fruits, and cereal.
So we made a lot of these when I was in high school. We called them Gorp.
Yep.
Because you can put anything in them. I shouldn't say we. The gal whose dad was a Boy Scout leader. So I think that's where the Gorp word comes from.
Right.
Potentially. But I just thought it was a fun word and I like to say it. So, you know, any excuse to say Gorp.
Well, and you have families like mine that have the nut allergy. So we can't make trail mix with nuts. So having Cheerios, which my nut boy loves, just plain Cheerios, throwing that in with the dried fruits and chocolate pieces tastes just as good. And I don't have to worry about anaphylactic shock.
Exactly. And you know exactly what's in there.
Exactly.
So you can add in a good variety to give you the fiber with the sweet, with the salty, but not too much of any one thing.
Absolutely.
So the last and most important topic we're going to cover is practicing self-care and not being afraid to use tools to help you manage your crazy busy schedule that we're all dealing with right now.
Absolutely. With crazy schedules, it can be hard if you're like me to get enough sleep. And sleep is essential to our weight, believe it or not. So being well rested can only help with all the moving parts of the busy holiday season, but it can also be difficult to achieve. Try to get at least 8 hours if you can to avoid sleep debt. You can make up some sleep with naps or sleeping in on the weekends, but this is only going to help you achieve your baseline. It doesn't reverse the metabolic dysregulation and potential weight gain associated with regular sleep loss. So believe it or not, not getting enough sleep makes you gain weight. So you be mindful of that. A lot of good things happen when we're sleeping. You can find out more information at sleepfoundation.org, but also be aware of your mental health. Family stresses can add to the negative impacts we deal with, and stress is never good for your weight. Think about whether or not it's really realistic for you to do that, and it's okay to say no. If you think it's going to be detrimental, it's okay to say, you know what, this is not going to be good for me. We'll try a different thing. You can avoid, you can give yourself a break if you need to. Just say, nope, I'm taking care of myself.
And I have a friend who says no is a complete sentence. And she's, you know, an English professor. So I trust her word on that one.
There you go.
But yeah, it's okay to just say no.
Yeah, no.
So here's another idea. Try a meal planning app. So there's a lot of them out there, and they can help make grocery trips focused and efficient. It can also help with a pocketbook, since you can load into the app what you already have in the pantry for easy meal planning. There's some that are free, or they can cost anywhere from $5 to $20 per month, and it goes up from there. But so there are a couple free ones that are great. I would just do your research on them, you know, read actual users' reviews and see what they say about them. And they do take a little bit of time on the front end, you know, to load in what you have in your pantry. But go at the end of the week when your pantry's empty. and then you don't have as much stuff to put in there.
Well, and another thing that's so helpful is create a meal plan. Like what we do at our house is we have a calendar specifically for our menus. So we decide what we're going to eat each night of the week at the beginning of the week before we go grocery shopping. And then we use our, and I'm sorry if I have a whole lot of echoes going off, Alexa, because you can create a list on that and you can have that app on your phone so that create the list of only the things that you're going to need for your menu. And that helps you stop the impulse buying of getting all those extra high calorie, fatty, yummy, salty foods that we all love to have, but really probably shouldn't. Even if you do kind of fall in that temptation to get a couple of those things, give yourself some grace, you know,
right.
be realistic with your expectations.
Absolutely. You need to do that because we're all just human. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, Beth, but we are.
No.
I know, right?
Shock. My mind is blown. We're all just human?
I'm not.
Well, thank
He's
you
a
for
Martian.
Clearing that up, Jane.
Throwback.
So, but also another pro tip, don't go to the grocery store hungry.
Yes.
We all know that. And yeah,
yes.
We all do it.
Absolutely.
And that's when you buy those things you shouldn't buy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's okay to get one or two.
Right.
And it's okay to indulge a little bit in the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up for it. Enjoy. We got the rest of the year to make it up.
As somebody once told me, don't let your slip become a slide.
There you go.
It's okay to give yourself a little grace and a treat every now and then. Just don't mm-hmm. make it an everyday thing.
Yep. Get back on the treadmill.
And that's the nice thing is even if you mess up today, tomorrow you can start fresh. You mm-hmm. don't have to let what you've done affect what you're going to do.
And set those expectations a little lower than, you know, don't yeah. over expect from yourself.
Right.
Say, you know what, I'm going to do 5 minutes. And if you do 10, hey, mm-hmm. pat yourself on the back.
Right. And if you say, well, I'm going to try and lose weight during the holiday season, maybe just say, I'm going to try not to gain weight. I'm going to be mindful that I just stay where I am so I don't have to then at the new year try to make up for what I've done
resolution.
During the holidays.
Right. All right. And with that, I think we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen's closed.
Great episode, you guys. That was a lot of fun. That was really good. Thank you so much for that one. Everybody keep on listening because not only we got more show coming up, but next Monday we'll have another episode of The Kitchen's Open. We'll bug the ladies a little more then. For now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, come back, get into some That Ain't Right stuff, good stories of the day, and plenty more fun here on Mornings at WFHR.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 41. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow showers, lows dip down to about 33. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 41, overcast. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:23 on the clock. James, Melissa, and Beth here with you. And it's an interesting one right here. A husband made a quote-unquote executive decision to buy a massive block of Parmesan cheese because it only costs a little over $10. It's so big, it looks like a half a boulder. His wife wants to know exactly how big it is, so he put it on a scale, and it weighs about 44 pounds.
Oh my!
Wow.
But he is so proud of this bargain that he got that she just kind of laughed it off and everything. And it's all over TikTok, apparently. And it's created this kind of conversation about, significant others and buying things without talking to each other beforehand. Mm-hmm, and this is just a silly incident that they have both laughed off and everything. And it's $10. It isn't going to break them one way or the other. But it got the conversation rolling about this. And there are a few things that are more divisive than this conversation, it turns out. Because, man, this one has really brought everybody out of the woodworks. Everybody's got an opinion on one.
Yeah. Money is the number one reason for divorce.
I'll admit, it's been quite a while since I've been in a situation like that, where I'm sharing a bank account with somebody or something. So I don't want to pretend like I know much about that even. And to be fair, the last time I was, I didn't have much of a bank account. I was in my early 20s. I mean, so it didn't really matter much or anything. Right. You want my money? I mean, there's not much there. So I kind of take a step back on this conversation. But I will say that, I can't think of many more silly things to get into an argument about than, hey, just talk. If you just send a text, it's never been easier to just, hey,
right,
I found a really good deal on this block of cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, follow this quick question. Do you know what kind of cheese it is? Right. Do you know how much it weighs?
Do you know how you're planning to use said
that's
cheese?
That's the question.
There you go.
What do you do with 44 pounds of cheese? I mean, I would die a horrible death. But for most people, that's still a lot of cheese. It are you going to give it out in your neighborhood? And cheese doesn't last forever.
It sounds like one of the, because they keep making these Saw movies, it sounds like Saw 95 for Melissa, like where they just run out of ideas and they just put her in the room with a block of Parmesan cheese. That's it. Like, you have to work your way out of there. But it's like, I'm just going to avoid it. I'll just step around it.
Well, this goes back to what we were saying on the other end. Melissa brought it up. Communication. Communication is key in all aspects of your relationship, specifically when it comes to your finances.
I will say that I immediately think of my Nana coming home. I went out with her and I think one of my aunts to go garage shopping, and she found something, and I want to say it was like a big clock or something. And my Nana Papa at the time, they had a bunch of cuckoo clocks, when you first walked into their house, that they really liked. And if I remember right, I think she was buying this to hang it up there, but it didn't work. And it's not like my papa or anybody in the house knew how to, fix these things or anything like that. But she apparently, it was 5 cents, and she was so proud of this, and she could not wait to show it to her husband. And she comes home, and she shows it, like, Jim, look what I found and everything. And my papa could not have been more disappointed. More junk. Anna, you're bringing more junk in. And it did not faze her one bit. Didn't faze her one bit. I don't care if you think it's junk. I'm proud of this. I'm happy. Yep. It just went about pretty much like it was a Super Bowl trophy or something like.
Well, and for 5 cents, you can do that. Yeah. Now, if it were $500, that could have been a whole different conversation.
See, now that seems like the most strange, one of the most strangest things in the world to me. Like, I can't imagine why you would do something like that. How in your brain you think that would be okay to do? But I don't know much about that world, so I shouldn't pretend like I do.
And maybe even just having the conversation, say, okay, what's our threshold? How much do I have? Does the item have to be for me to say, okay, I'm looking at this. Can we do this? Because if it's $10, a lot of us are like, well, it's $10. That's not going to break us. But if it's $50, that could be a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. So knowing your limits before that event happens is going to save you an argument after it happens.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. I love Parmesan cheese. I really, really do.
So 44 pounds of it for you would be like, hey. I don't.
That'd last a week, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. but if I'm this gentleman and I'm at this store, whatever this situation is where he found this, because there's also no, they're not telling you where he got this from. And that part is, a little.
Parmesan or us.
I didn't know that there was a black market for cheese. I did not know that existed. I thought I knew that world inside and out.
Black market for everything. Yeah,
pretty much. Why is the cheese on sale? That's my big question. My biggest question out of all of this is, why is this cheese on sale? Because I don't. That's going to maybe avoid the whole conversation and everything just by telling me why it's for.
How long is this going to last?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can it be frozen?
Parmesan is an aged cheddar, mm-hmm. or an aged cheese, I believe. But and it can be frozen grated, for sure, because mm-hmm. I always used to keep it grated in the freezer for anybody else that wanted to eat it. Mm. But a whole block, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is good to note, though, Melissa. That's a bit more. That is a good note to mention mm-hmm. there about that. Yeah, I don't think I think in my lifetime maybe I've eaten 44 pounds of Parmesan cheese.
And, specifically
and,
Parmesan.
Yeah, yeah. And I love it. I really do. But
don't
I,
you always put that on top of your pasta?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing, though. And this is a gift I'm giving you right now, everybody. Okay. If you put Parmesan on your plate or on your spaghetti, put it on before the sauce.
Oh.
Put it on, then put the sauce on, and melts the cheese, and it just makes the noodles that much more contente. That is very good stuff. Very, very good. You're welcome.
Thank you. It's coming from an Italian authority there, so.
Right.
Do whatever you like. Eat it however you like. Just smudge it. Eat up.
Is that what you do at your meetings?
Yes, basically, exactly, yes. We'll take a break. We'll get to some actual news right now from Melissa, and we'll come back and have some more fun. More topics coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on Friday to revoke the law license of former Milwaukee County Juvenile Court Judge Brett Blum, who is currently serving a 9-year prison sentence for distributing child pornography. His license was already suspended, but he had filed a petition for the consensual revocation of his license. The state Supreme Court ruled that due to the seriousness of his misconduct while a judge, revocation of his law license was merited. The State Department of Justice received a tip in February from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that Blum had uploaded child pornography through the Kik messaging application 27 times in October and November of 2020. According to the criminal complaint, the DOJ began investigating him after receiving the tip. Blum pled guilty to 2 federal counts of distributing child pornography in September. The Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission completed its review on Friday and ruled that UW Health nurses are not able to negotiate a collective bargaining contract and their nurses' union will not be recognized. Act 10, which passed in 2011 under former Republican Governor Scott Walker, eliminated UW Health nurses' ability to bargain over benefits and working conditions because they are considered public employees. They view this ruling from the Labor Relations Commission as a first step in the process to be recognized as a union. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, UW Nurses United plans to appeal the commission's decision and petition for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board. UW Health is asking for legal clarity from the Wisconsin Supreme Court on whether it is required by law to recognize and collectively bargain with the employee union, and if not required, if it may do so voluntarily. The recent fraud charges against a Milwaukee elections official for requesting false military absentee ballots before the November 8th election has raised the question if there should be a change in how these ballots are requested. Officials are weighing the potential increase to security for a relatively small number of ballots, which averages about 0.07%, to the possibility of creating barriers to service members being able to vote when not in their home state. Currently, military members do not have to submit a photo ID to obtain an absentee ballot, just their name, address, and date of birth. One idea members of the Wisconsin Election Commission have discussed is requiring military voters to use their common access card to verify their identity. This is the standard ID issued to all service members by the Department of Defense. Another possibility is allowing them to vote electronically. Any change would need to pass the Republican-led state legislature and be signed into law by Governor Evers. A former football player from Wausau has given up his sports career to pursue a career in acting with a starring role in a Christmas movie. Ross Jergel grew up wanting to be a movie actor and play football in the NFL. At age 32, Jergel spent most of his career playing football, then becoming a strength and conditioning coach for colleges across the country, including the University of South Alabama, UW Green Bay, and most recently Stanford University in California. He left that job to star in Love at a Christmas Contest, which was released in early November on the Great American Family Channel. Since then, he has landed a role in a Western and is driven to continue working to achieve the next level in his acting career. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 41. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow showers, lows dip down to about 33. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow, 41, overcast. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everyone. It is 9:37 on the clock. Your host, James, here. I'm joined by Melissa.
Hello, hello.
And Beth.
Good morning.
And it's time for us to dive into some That Ain't Right stuff for the day. And this is a doozy. Ever since that McDonald's hot coffee ruling in the 1990s, there have been a lot of frivolous lawsuits, but this one, well, this one takes the cake, really, okay. or takes the cheese. I don't know how you want to put that one up. A woman in Florida named Amanda Ramirez is suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups, because she says they lie about how long the mac and cheese takes to prepare.
Okay.
Amanda claims she bought the product several times over the past couple months and paid a premium price of $10.99 for packs of eight because the box says that the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes. But she says that's not true. Okay. And they know it. And they know it's not true. There's a 4-step set of instructions printed on the box, and the microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes. That's apparently what Kraft was referring to.
Yeah.
But Amanda argues the box implies that the whole process takes that long. The rest of these steps are remove the lid of the cup, add water, and after microwaving for 3.5 minutes, stir in the cheese sauce.
Okay.
The lawsuit doesn't say how long it took Amanda to fully complete all the steps. Amanda's lawyers have filed a class action lawsuit asking for more than $5 million in damages.
Oh, my goodness.
$5 million?
The idea,
really?
The idea is that people are paying more for this product than other similar ones that aren't making deceptive statements. The lawsuit also admits that if the box said it takes 3.5 minutes to cook instead of ready in 3.5 minutes, there'd be no problem. Kraft has not commented.
Huh.
A lot of times, these lawsuits, we never hear anything about them because they get settled out of court.
Right.
The fact that we're hearing about this, not to say that this craft is showing their hand that they're not going to do that, but more than likely, they are probably not going to be settling out of court because we're hearing about it. We're talking
right.
about it. And part that's just a part of that. I mean, that's certainly not the only reason. And I don't blame them. I imagine like most big conglomerates, they've got a good, you know, set of attorneys mm-hmm. under their call. So, you know, you're paying these guys anyway.
It's just ridiculous, though. What is she hoping to gain from this?
Money.
Yeah,
right. I mean. But what is the, like, is it, well, you're, you know, mislabeled. It should say ready in 4.5 minutes because it takes you a minute to do all of these other things. Like, I just,
I think that, you know, sometimes these lawsuits, these things can have their place.
Yes.
You know, they're mm-hmm. they're trying to protect people. They're trying to safety of people or holding businesses, these people accountable, that kind of thing. I get all of that. And I'm not even 100% that she's inaccurate with her statement, her issue with this. But you lose me on $5 million and taking it to court and blogging up our court systems even more when they're already blogged up to begin with. Now, if she wanted to get on social media and rally about this and ramble about it and go to her blog and blog mm-hmm. about it and all that, more power to her. You know, that's freedom. That is fine. That's true freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
That is actual freedom of speech, unlike the disguise of freedom of speech or whatever that some people are hiding behind nowadays and everything. That is genuine freedom of speech. You are able to do that. Just as much as Kraft is able to come out and say, no, they're wrong. This is really great or this does this or what have you. I mean, The thing that catches me about this thing is the likelihood that she could win this.
Yeah.
Because that simple, like, it seems very simple in the phrasing and like, oh, come on, you know, we all understand what they meant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is what our court systems are built on, is these strict, right down to the number, right down to the letter of things. Are they accurate or not?
Yeah. Mm. But to get go ahead.
Yeah. It's just so frivolous.
Yeah.
$5 million
to change a few words?
Yeah. But I imagine that if these attorneys were really looking out for her, they would have told her that that number is way too high mm-hmm. and the judge is probably going to laugh you out of the courtroom just from that number.
Right.
But, you know, I think that we're seeing something here of what this story is really about. It's not really about helping people or helping others. It's about the money.
Right.
It's about her making money.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that, you know, sued McDonald's for the hot coffee, they were actually injured.
Correct.
Right.
You know, they got burnt from it. What harm did those minutes on her package do? What, did it make her late for work?
Yeah. And so her thing about this is that she's saying that this took longer than expected. And, you know, God, that slowed up her day and troubled her day. Okay, let's even give her that. Let's mm-hmm. even say, okay, she's accurate. It added 5 to 10 more minutes on her day. Tops.
Holy, that's a lot of minutes.
Like, I can't even exaggerate that much. 5 minutes to your day it had to have added. Like a little at the most.
At the most.
That included getting the spoon out of the drawer,
mm-hmm.
getting the thing off of the shelf.
And I got to say, these attorneys don't seem very good at their job either, these defense attorneys, because this $5 million, they're saying they're doing this because so many, the idea is that people are paying more for the product, that there are similar ones out there, mm-hmm. and that's the whole argument here. But they're not looking for $5 million in damages for people that have used them, just one particular person that has bought the product.
If it were
and then
a class
the huge
action
cut
suit.
That they get.
Yep. Yeah, if it were a class action suit that $5 million was being split between everybody that was suing, that's one thing.
Whole different thing, though.
If it's one person. And, you know, granted, other products do. Think about stovetop stuffings, you know, box stuffing mixes. It says ready in 5 minutes. Well, that's just the time that the stuffing mix is in the water. You still have to prepare what you put that in.
Mm-hmm. And how long you bake ready-made cake mixes mm-hmm. or hamburger helper.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some of these stories too. What is funny to me about them is we understand the different types of people in the world. Like there's certain people, if this happens to them, they're not telling anybody,
right?
Because they're embarrassed.
Yep.
They are like they're like just hiding in shame. That like it says 3.5 minutes, and I've never done it 3.5 minutes. There's that part of it. Then mm-hmm. there's the other type of person that can't seem to wait to tell people that they are, you know, that they
lied to me.
Which, you know, for that, maybe there's people out there I'm sorry if this is going to sound bad. To me, I don't see that they lied to her. I see that she doesn't seem that intelligent. Like, I apologize if right. I'm not saying that very kindly, but I don't know how else to word this. If you are looking at that box as a rational human being who can tie their own shoelaces, mm-hmm. who are in charge of other little human beings,
mm-hmm.
and you can't, like, decipher this,
right.
like you can't decipher that they're talking about just the actual cooking part of it. They're not talking about the prep part of this.
Yep. Well, that's why there are so many of those warning things on so many products, because you know somebody has done that warning needs to be there.
Yep. Do not operate chainsaw near genitalia.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Operate vehicle while intoxicated. Right. Yeah, all of these
yeah.
things.
Yes,
Melissa. Very
yeah.
simple. But Beth brought up a good point. You can't have the exact amount of time it's going to take, because every single person is going to take a little longer. What if your pantry is in a different room than your kitchen?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What if your microwave is not as high powered as somebody else's? So these times are approximate across
right.
all manner of things that are made that are pre-prepped for you to create at home.
Advertising is difficult. I don't make light of it, and I admire the industry. I admire mm-hmm. what they're able to do it, especially when they're really good at it. There's so many great like ads out there and different people that do different things. So I don't want to say that it's easy, but I also would say this is a great lesson to advertisers. Like,
mm-hmm.
stop trying to be specific. Like
right.
so detailed with your, you know, taglines or any of these things that just get you in trouble. They almost every one of them I can think of, the $5 footlongs, you know, how many people were measuring their sandwiches
right.
and everything?
Oh,
that
it's kind. Only 11 inches.
I mean, there's
it speaks to a level of ridiculousness, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will say now you're talking about the ridiculousness of consumers.
Well, kind of on both sides, because if they're
true.
Not
yeah,
particular
yeah.
enough, then you're going to get pushback from the people of, well, you didn't tell me exactly how long to cook it. You said between 2 and 5 minutes. Well, I burned it when I cooked it for 5 minutes, so mm-hmm. I'm going to sue you.
I was talking earlier about the. I agree with you, Melissa. I was talking earlier about these with strangers, these gentlemen agreements we have sometimes,
right.
or these conversations we have with strangers, just looking at each other and stuff without saying anything. I feel like that a little bit with, you know, consumerism.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is probably not the greatest pizza in the world, but I understand that they're trying to market it that way.
Right.
That's their job. They're trying to get it in my mouth. I get it. I'm also a grown adult. With a brain that can think, and I understand, hey, maybe they haven't checked this, balanced this against every single pizza in the world to make sure that it's the greatest pizza ever. It's advertising. I mean, I think that there's got to be some give and take here a little
mm-hmm.
bit. Like, what are we expecting in the advertising world, and what are we, our brains able to understand?
Well, we use the term common sense, that's what we would think about with this, but common is not always common.
Oh, no.
You know, we
oh,
don't
no.
all have oh, the no. same type of sense or understanding about things. And so to say, well, it's common sense to only, well, apparently it's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a break right here. Come back. We'll get into some good stories of the day and some other fun stuff. We've got plenty coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 41. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, lows dip down to about 33, overcast. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 41, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to Morning Show here, everybody. Beth, Melissa, and James with you. 9:50 on the clock, getting you ready for Playmakers. We'll kick off at about 10:04, 10:05, somewhere around there. Be sure to join us for that. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. We want you to call up with your sports thoughts and feelings. Join us. Ton of things going on over the weekend. We're going to talk a lot about UW, I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. So I want to get into this good story of the day, and it's really our feature good story of the day. It comes to us from the goodnewsnetwork.org. You can find it at goodnewsnetwork.org. A poll of 2,000 adults found that two-thirds will tell friends and family they're fine over the holiday period, even when they're not. Mm-hmm. Half of the respondents believe others don't want to hear about their troubles because it dampens the mood, so they keep the conversation lighthearted. But the study, commissioned by the British snack food company Walkers, to shine a light on the benefits of opening up and talking more, found that 87% of confessions, 87% confessed to just saying they're fine on autopilot without even thinking about how they actually feel. Walkers and Comic Relief teamed up with TV and radio presenter and mental well-being campaigner Roman Kemp to inspire people to open up and talk more, challenging them to give up the F word, fine, and to support mental well-being. I really, really like this article. I really think this is a great one. There is so much great information in here, and I cannot encourage you enough to read through this. It would take us a long time to kind of read through the entire article ourselves. But I read it twice, and there's some really key, really cool things in here. Three of the top reasons why people use autopilot, I'm fine response instead of telling the truth are not wanting to bring other people down, not knowing how people are going to deal with your emotions, and being afraid of feeling uncomfortable. Here's something really strong to keep in mind. They did this study out in the United Kingdom, and then they did this study in some other spots of Europe. They did it here in the States. They did it in Canada. And those three things are the same all over. Yep. So for one, here's another sign of, hey, we're more connected than we realize. We have more in common than not, no matter where you're listening to us, no matter where you are in the world or where you're from. But this is something that everybody is experiencing, or the majority of people are. So keep that in mind when you're asking and you're answering these questions over the next couple months.
Well, think about it. If 2/3 of the people are all answering in this way on autopilot, that means more likely than not the person you're talking to is also struggling
exactly.
with something.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a wonderful opportunity for both of you to claim where you are.
There are... you know, what do you say then? What is the response you give back? If you're not going to just say, I'm fine or something, well, we have 12 responses that might open up conversations.
Excellent.
Certainly the tried and true, how you doing? Can't complain. I've tried, but no one listens. How you doing? Not bad. Could be better, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pulse, so that's good. How do you think I'm doing?
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That one seems a little passive aggressive.
Yeah, I think it's all in tone. I think that one's in the tone and the way you say it. Like if you say it joking back, how do you think I'm doing? How do you think I'm doing? You know, kind of like it's like if you say it, how do you think I'm doing? It's a little tone
yep.
there. There's a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel great, but my hair looks amazing.
But the second half has to be true.
Mm. I'm doing
or
well.
At least you think it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing well, but that could be my antidepressants talking.
So that could be. Could just be the meds.
Things are fine when you're around.
Aww.
I like that one. Fair to partly cloudy.
I've heard that one.
I've heard fair to Midland.
Yeah, I've used that one before.
Yep.
Yes. Do not use that one with your mother. Do not use that one
What's
with
wrong,
your mother.
What's wrong, Jimmy? What's wrong? Yeah. Sit down right now.
Oh, dear God. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Let me make you some pasta.
What's going on?
You go first, then we can compare. That's great. I really like that
Put
one.
Put it on the other one.
I really like that one. That's pretty good. Not quite there yet.
Mm.
How you doing? Not quite there yet. Ask me in an hour.
Yeah.
I'll get back
Give
to you.
Give me 5 minutes.
I
had my coffee?
I don't see it on the list, but I do like the whole, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one. Do you want the short or the detailed version?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. We've heard that one.
And I'm under renovation.
I'm a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great.
Yeah.
The whole article is wonderful, and again, encourage you to check it out, everybody. But just as importantly, you know, even if you don't go ahead and look into the article, you know, take what we've talked about here and give yourself some grace, give others some grace during this season, and see if you can't carry that into just any day of the year, any day of the month.
Well, and try to use the word and, not but. I'm okay, but this is going on. Nope, I'm okay, and I'm still struggling with this. I'm feeling good, and I am dealing. So, and can claim that we have layers to our emotions, and we may be feeling more than one thing at one time.
Most of us do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This next one comes to us from Wisconsin Public Radio, and I want to send a big shout out to Gabby Vinnick for the incredible reporting. We're not going anywhere. Wisconsin's Jewish leaders say community is strong despite rising anti-Semitism.
Yay.
This article, the work that is being done by this group is incredible and really empowering. But we're not, there isn't just Jewish people involved in this. I want to stress that while it is a run by an organization and many people that are, of course, of the Jewish faith, the reason that we are... part of the reason this is a good story of the day is because there are so many people, overwhelming amount of people coming out of the woodworks and supporting each other and being supportive of not just Jewish people, but people of different faiths, of people of different creeds and all that, and showing so much more support to that. While the numbers, like statewide Jewish people represent less than 1% of the population, but from 2015 to 2021, there has been 459% increase in anti-Semitic events. Mm-hmm. And like that stat alone is daunting and crazy.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It is. I will say, as somebody that is affected by this almost on a weekly basis as of late, because it's been on the rise again, my emails and different messages and different people. Now they're yelling it when they drive past. Like, which I think is just interesting. You realize I can't hear what you're saying, right? Like, I don't understand. Whatever you're yelling at me, it's not. It is the rot. Also, to combat the on the other side of that, the rise of Gentiles, of all kinds of people coming together and saying, hey, we are not going to accept this.
Mm-hmm.
And the stance, when the statement is said, we're not going anywhere, it's not just Jewish people are saying this. Nope. It's people that think like this, the people who want to be on the right side of history. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of way to combat this. There's mm-hmm. not a lot of things that you can do, but there certainly is education. There is, education is one of the best ways to combat anti-Semitism, any kind of hate, not right. just anti-Semitism. Yes. I don't want to just focus on anti-Semitism here. I want to focus mm-hmm. on hate in general.
Mm-hmm.
Education is one of the ways to do this. Conversation is another way of doing this, and hopefully it being a better world. But just a big shout out to this state, to the people who have been coming out of the woodworks to support this. We greatly appreciate it. And again, absolutely. The complete article is really interesting. WPR.org. Fantastic reporting, as always, by them. WPR.org. I recommend you checking that out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention one more time, Beth, because this is the last day for it. Another good story of the day, our Green Bay giveaway.
Absolutely. We've got two tickets to the January 1st Packers game, Packers versus Vikings, club-level tickets. You can register at Dropbox locations with your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will mm-hmm. become qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers mm-hmm. will have their name then placed in a hat, and one winner will be selected on November 30th. You can go to Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Registration closes today. You get one registration per person per location. Don't miss your chance.
Do not miss it, everybody. And a big shout out to everybody who has already participated in this, to all these great businesses that have hosted these boxes for us. Buy local, support.